Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Beth Lee.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we conclude part four of our conversation entitled, Using Technology Wisely in Your Home.
And so it's just a matter of using technology on purpose.
Yes.
That's the key word there.
Yes.
My wife and I, Beth and I here, we didn't want to get to the point to where we were just floating along with the culture.
No.
We wanted to make sure that we were choosing better and balanced and best.
Yes.
When it came to this area. And you know, as your kids are smaller, they're going to need a lot more help with this. Mm-hmm. If you do have, your kids do have access to the internet, there must be limitations, moms and dads.
Oh, yes.
They have to. And as they get older, you can give them some leeway, but you have to continually monitor their progress as they learn their way.
Right.
And you have to intervene when it's necessary.
Right.
And one of the reasons we fail, I'm going to say it again, one of the reasons we fail is because it's just difficult because we have to take the time to have a conversation.
Yes.
We have to take the time to make the hard choice to say to our kids, okay, we're changing this.
Yes.
And you may no longer use this app. That is painful.
It is very hard.
But it's better, moms and dads, to do the hard thing now so they can do the easy thing later.
Right.
Than to do the easy thing now so they have to face the hard things later.
Right. And they can grow up with that wisdom and character and walk in relationship with God and purity.
Absolutely.
and just having a free heart in that area.
So yes. We've talked about growing together as a family. That's one of our commitments. Mm-hmm. And using technology on purpose. That's one of our commitments. Let's do the last one here before we have to go today.
All right.
Go ahead.
The last one is we want to learn skills that have lifelong ramifications.
Now, I like this one.
Yes.
Because it's amazing how many things I know because my dad taught me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can drive a tractor. I can ride a motorcycle. I can change a tire.
Right.
I can change the oil. I know what a carburetor is. I can change a battery.
Right. And I know, but there are probably people listening right now that are like, well, there's YouTube.
There absolutely is. And I certainly understand that. But the whole point is that you can Google something and find out how to do it, but you also miss the connection of relationship.
Absolutely. And probably some pretty important finer points of...
Yeah.
Putting that carburetor back
on. And there's something special about connecting with a dad.
Oh, absolutely.
I counseled a young man last night who mentioned that my dad was never part of my life.
Mm.
And it was kind of a sad statement. His dad never, ever taught him anything because he was never there.
Mm.
And he knows who he is, but there was absolutely no connection. A young man can Google how to change a tire, but you can't replace a dad's time with his son. A mom's time with her daughter.
Right.
I don't know how many times I've sat in our living room while I've been working from home and watched in the kitchen where you and the girls are learning how to bake something.
Mm-hmm.
Or how you're you know, showing them how this is how you slice it, this is how you cut it, this is how you display it.
Right.
And the relationship is as much as the life learning, you know, the skill.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And learning a vocation.
Mm-hmm.
Skills are lifelong, and that once you know how to do it, you know how to do it forever.
That's right.
But you can also learn skills that are lifelong jobs. Our son learning and hanging out in the kitchens, getting a taste for, I enjoy cooking things.
Yes.
Has been able to pay much of his college bill by helping in the kitchen.
Yes.
And that's his job. He works
that's
with a chef
at college.
In the kitchen.
Yes.
And it's pretty incredible. Let's think through a little bit of this here before we run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
A TechWise family, the book TechWise Family pointed out that technology can often be replaced by non-technology.
True.
And that's how we have to tend to think.
Right.
Speakers on our phone can be replaced.
True.
By our voices.
Yes.
We can sing.
Right.
By playing an instrument. Our son plays the guitar and often we hear him learning a new song.
Oh, yes.
In our house.
And they both
and
take piano
they
lessons.
Frequently
and,
stop by the piano. And
yes.
And our house is filled with somebody playing something on a piano.
Yes.
And it's something that's non-technology
right.
in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a distraction. There's nothing wrong with playing a video game. But when the video game comes to an end, technically, you know, you're not any further along as far as skill.
You haven't learned a lifelong
skill. And lifelong
ramifications. I'm sorry to all those people who play video games for
a living.
I know that there are people who
that
do
can,
that.
Sure. TechWise Family said microwaves can be replaced by cooking meals from scratch.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful that your mom and your grandmother taught you to cook from scratch.
Yes, they did.
We have been the recipient of that investment of time and relationship. And oh, here and we are.
Years of recipes.
We're 20, years and years. Almost 28 years into this marriage, and Bethley's an amazing cook because someone took the time to show her, to teach her, to spend time. And I don't know how many times I've heard you say that you just loved the time with your grandma.
Oh, I did.
And
I
oh
did.
My goodness, being with was it
Grandma Dennis?
Grandma Dennis. Uh-huh. Grandma is how you say it. And grandma, and I never really got to know her. But I love that lady because she she taught Bethley how to cook.
And to this day, because we didn't have a microwave growing up. We didn't have a microwave till I was in high school, I think. It could have been earlier. But anyway, anytime we would have leftovers, which wasn't often, but when we would have leftovers, my mom would heat them in the oven because we didn't have a microwave. And to this day, I think it tastes better if you either heat it back up on the stove or heat it in the oven than it does in the microwave.
Dishwashers can be replaced by cleaning dishes together as a family. Now, we have a dishwasher and we use it. But yes. When we do dishes, we do it as a family. It's one of the things that I did, dads, with my boys is that, and our daughters as well, I would do with the kids. The kids and I would put on happy music and sing silly songs or do
and
the bass line, some dumb song. And we'd have conversations.
We use the dishwasher, but we never put pots and pans in the dishwasher.
Sure. So we are always
doing dishes
the,
as
the author
a
also said lights are technology, but they can be replaced. A candlelight dinner. And it's funny, if you spend a lot of money on a meal, you go out and they try to emulate a candlelight dinner by dimming the lights where you can't see your menu.
Right.
and it's just that they're trying to replace technology.
Right.
There.
Yes.
Wi-Fi can be replaced as well. That's a hard one for us to think about. Wi-Fi can be replaced.
It is amazing because we travel all the time. And one of the things we want to know is, does the Wi-Fi reach to the trailer?
Where we are this week on the church property, there's no Wi-Fi that reaches to the RV.
Oh, no.
And it's
not at
fine.
All.
We're fine. We're great without it. And we've learned that it's okay.
Yep.
It can be replaced by conversations. Moms and dads, when's the last time you've had a meaningful conversation with your teenager or your elementary age little one or your toddler?
Yes.
And I know the meaningful conversation with a toddler is different than a meaningful conversation with a teenager.
Oh, but just as fulfilling.
It is very fulfilling and sometimes just downright humorous.
Yes.
And it can be replaced by music, by singing, by playing. It can be replaced by books. That was a big one in our family.
Oh, my. Yes.
We really push our kids to read. And
All of our kids are readers, some more than others.
The younger, we've got one son that really it's not. Probably we've dropped the ball on that one a little bit, but the other kids love it. Our daughter, the other night, I noticed I was reading late myself, and I was getting ready to turn out my light. And I noticed across the hallway her light was on. Well, it's getting late, and I went over and I looked in the door, and she was her eyes were wide. She was reading a book, and she was very engaged in that book. And it just made me smile, and I just thought, well, I don't know what she's reading, but she's in it. So I just left her. I'm not sure how late she stayed up, but she read that book. And our oldest, our Abigail, who probably is listening to us, Abigail's love for books was one of the key things that brought her together to her David.
Right.
And he loves books, and she took a class in which he was teaching literature.
Yes.
And boy, that was a connection. And then we started hearing all this stuff about Mr. Adams this and Mr. Adams that. And, you know, we just little radar is going off in our heart and mind. And the next thing you know, it was Mr. and Mrs. Adams.
Yes, and books are still a great part of Mr. and Mrs. Adams' life.
But Wi-Fi can also be replaced by rest.
Oh, absolutely. Naps.
Just to take a nap or to go to bed on time.
Oh, yes.
To relax. To take a walk. To exercise.
It's amazing how I'm looking at this list here that you made and how that most of the time we want to be on Wi-Fi, we want to be on Netflix, or we want to be on social media, and instead of doing these things, but how unfulfilling Netflix and social media are compared to these things, conversation and music and books and rest and exercise.
So we're about out of time here, but let's just give this one more thought as we're discussing in this final commitment of ours. We want to learn skills that have lifelong ramifications.
Yes.
And one of the things we'll kind of conclude here with is that just a point, by replacing technology with non-technology, we find that life is actually more enjoyable.
Yes.
You have little ones. Mom, don't miss the fact. Dad, don't miss the fact that they love to draw.
Yes.
To paint, mm-hmm. to explore.
They love to play outside.
They love to be there with you doing whatever it is you're doing.
Right.
And that can be so annoying as a parent. Sometimes mm-hmm. people can think, oh my goodness, I could do this so fast if this kid wasn't underfoot.
Right.
But that kid is there to learn, to yes. connect to daddy, to connect to mommy.
Yes.
Moms and dads, don't miss the little ones. Replace technology with non-technology. Mm-hmm. Emphasize books in your family because they open a door to vivid imagination.
Yes.
More so than anything pixels you'll see on a screen. Oh, books teach absolutely. You to think and your mind to just imagine all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And remember this, that teens can learn and even develop wage-earning skills.
Yes.
I know we've said that several times already in this particular series, but it's worth repeating again. We've said it in other series in this podcast.
Right.
But one of the things you want your teenagers to do is start developing lifelong skills that have wage-earning potential.
Yes.
My dad always said to me, son, if you learn this, you could make a living doing this.
Right.
And let me tell you how to do this because people make a living doing this. Hmm. And it's not about, you know, it's not about being wealthy. It's just my mom and dad, it would in no way, shape, or form be considered wealthy. But my goodness, they got everything they want. They have a house. They got a car. They eat well. Right. All is great in their life.
Right.
And because my dad learned wage-earning skills that he uses even now in his 70s.
Right.
And that's what makes life worth living. So we're talking about technology. And I want to challenge every one of you moms and dads. Bethany and I want to challenge every one of you, and even you that are single. This is not exempt for you. We're talking a lot about children here, but we have to police ourselves. We can waste hours mm-hmm. and don't allow it to happen in your life. There are things more important, and make sure that your use of technology is wise.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today concluded part 4 in our series entitled Using Technology Wisely in Your Home. Join us next time for another conversation with our daughter and her husband, David and Abigail Adams, in a special question and answer episode.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.